You're listening to the Wine Country Live Morning Show with Barry Martin
on KVON Napa, 1440 AM at KVON.com.
And it's time now for Senior Moments.
This is Senior Moments on KVON 1440. Proudly brought to you by the Queen of the Valley Medical Center and Community Benefit, in collaboration with Molly's Angels, providing transportation and support services to Napa County seniors in need.
And this time on Senior Moments, we're going to spend some time with Celeste Junta from COAD. And Celeste, welcome back to Senior Moments first.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and remind everybody what COAD stands for.
COAD stands for Community Organizations Active in Disaster, and we're the organization that organizes the non-governmental emergency response, particularly for the nonprofits and faith-based organizations. And our goal is to ensure that we identify any gaps in service, that we don't duplicate service, and that we maximize the resources available on the non-governmental side of the equation in the immediate aftermath of a disaster, as well as during recovery and for preparedness.
And
so, go ahead.
You go ahead.
Okay. So we really focus to make sure that everyone has equal access to information and resources during all phases of a disaster. And today I'll be talking a little bit more about preparedness and how our focus is really on communication. And making sure that we're reaching everyone, not just those who are connected to the internet, but everyone who's through newspaper, personal, direct communication. All phases of communication is what we're looking to make sure we connect with everyone.
Mm-hmm. So let's get into that. I mean, preparedness is the focus, and people, you know, you'd think after so many disasters of different kinds in Napa over decades, that if you live around here, you would be aware enough to, you know, look for resources or ask questions. Obviously, not everybody does that. We have busy lives. You know, you should be better prepared, but you just don't get around to it. How do you strategize reaching out to people who aren't already engaged, aren't already paying attention to this issue?
Again, we use every communication tool available to us, but it is difficult to get people to go from intent to action in preparedness. And so one of the themes that we have going is now called neighborhood resilience, where we're recognizing that preparedness really begins at the neighborhood level, where people get connected to each other. And we know that the more connected people are to each other during a disaster, that the better the outcomes are for that community. So one of our initiatives at COAD this year will be, you know, trying to build that community connections. We're going to be using a program called Map Your Neighborhood. It takes time because it's relationship building. It's not so much communication, but really relationship building at the neighborhood level, something we've kind of lost in recent years. So we are working on that program. And as part of that, we're working to create this culture of preparedness. And so a big piece of the culture of preparedness right now is the preparedness calendar that we're launching. And the County of Napa's also launched a preparedness calendar. So we've tried to make sure that for critical information, our calendars are in sync, that we are continually sharing information about preparedness, but more step by step, and that we have, you know, we're the same month we're sharing information about go bags and grab bags. We're also in May next month, the County Sheriff's Department is going to be launching the new evacuation zone system. So you'll be hearing a lot from both COAD and the county in May about know your zone, know your evacuation zone. So that's something people should be keeping an ear out for. I am sure there will be many different ways of getting that information, and COAD will work at amplifying that information to everyone as much as possible. So I think the recognition is that preparedness has to be year-round. We're looking at it was a very dry winter. So it feels like we've been through a lot as a county. Maybe we're done, but we're not. As we look at the fact that we've only received 40% of our rainfall for this year, we're looking at the fact that we could have a very difficult fire season as well. And I know that the county is working not just on the preparedness calendar for that personal preparedness piece, but also making sure that people are preparing their homes, doing home hardening, defensible space, and making sure that systems, plans, and resources are in place so that we don't have another devastating fire season. But we need to be prepared, and we need to be prepared on all levels to make sure that doesn't happen again. So personal preparedness is very, very important as well.
So let's focus on that topic for a moment, personal preparedness. It's the 21st of April. We probably have at least a few weeks before we see a red flag warning. So what could people start doing today that would leave them better prepared?
Some of the first things people can do is make sure that they're getting alerts, that they know how to receive different alerts from the county. And that's primarily NCSL. And I know not everyone has a smartphone, but it's really important that they connect with other people who do have one, or that they get one themselves so that they can be getting those alerts, because getting alerts and staying informed is one way of staying safe. Putting together a go bag with essentials in case you do need to evacuate, but also making sure, aside from your go bag, that you have a grab list, that in 10 minutes there's things that, you know, your go bag is stuff that you have, like a radio and a flashlight and some extra clothes and some hygiene items. You can't put in your go bag because you need them on a daily basis, like your glasses or your medications and prescriptions. So it's really important, in addition to your go bag, to have that grab list, so that you know in 10 minutes what you need to go and grab so that you have the essentials with you when you have to evacuate. And the other thing is knowing your evacuation zone and knowing what to do during an evacuation. And we'll be sharing a lot more information about that in May. So typically our first red flag warnings occur in June. So we're going to be doing a lot of outreach to our AFN populations, but people who have access and functional needs, will be doing outreach to them, and people with disabilities starting pretty much now through May, to make sure that they're ready and that they know about the resources available to people who may be dependent on durable medical equipment during a power outage. So one of the things I wanted to highlight today, too, is that PG&E has their medical baseline program, and we do always encourage everyone to sign up for medical baseline, but that's typically only for people who are account holders. So we want to make sure that other people who are not account holders, who need those early alerts, also receive them. So that would be PG&E has a new address alert system, and that address alert system, they can get that information or sign up for the new address alerts. Typically in the past, there was only the zip code alert. Address alerts much more specific. So that number I wanted to share with everyone is 1-800-743-5002. And that's to sign up for PG&E's address alert system, their new feature.
Let me ask you a question, coming back to the idea of not everybody has a smartphone. National stats will tell you that 80 to 85% of Americans do have a smartphone. I would find no reason to assume Napa County is any different in that regard. So looking at the actual numbers, 25%. Let's assume that 25% of the county's residents do not have a smartphone. Quickly doing the math, 14, 20, maybe 30,000 people. Does that sound about right? Would it? Would it be cost efficient, considering that, you know, electronics continue to drop in price, couldn't you put a smartphone in the hands of everybody who does not have one, and then have all this capability of alerting people through these different systems in every household?
Well, that is certainly something to consider. We don't currently have funding for that now, but that is something that we could look at as a potential source. in the interim, I would encourage everyone to make sure that they're connected to someone who can provide them with information. I mean, I have some neighbors who do not have a smartphone and do not have internet connection. And so we make sure, and their son makes sure, that they get critical information all the time through their regular, their flip phone. Mm-hmm. So it is important to be as connected as possible in this interim space.
Yeah, you know,
we use those critical alerts.
Yeah, we use the term. We talk about smartphones because that's so common. But I'm thinking also of people used to have a weather radio, right, which was a very specific device for one purpose. It will sound an alarm if there's like a tornado watch or a tornado warning, right? And so that weather radio had a really single purpose. It seems like there could be some kind of device that could be hardwired or wireless in places where people have, you know, hardwired where they don't have internet access that just does this one thing. It just provides this alert information, evacuation information, so on. If you're living in a place with 10 million people, the cost of supplying that to 20% of the population is overwhelming. When you're in a place with 140,000 people, you could literally put those devices into people's hands and homes pretty easily.
Yeah, as I said, that's something that we'll definitely begin a conversation about, particularly with the county, because reaching those hard-to-reach populations, we know how to do it. You know, as we're building a communication campaign, we know that we need to use multiple communication sources like TV, radio, as well as the newspaper. But, you know, in that immediate time when people need to be alerted. Now, you know, when things do happen, the sheriff's department will make sure that if people are in an evacuation zone and haven't evacuated, the sheriff's department will go and knock on doors and make sure people get out when they need to get out. Mm-hmm. So I want people to know there is that safety net there, but the sooner you can get out, particularly if you have any kind of, you know, special needs, is really critical that you know how to respond to an evacuation warning or an evacuation order, and that you have the things in place that will help you effectively evacuate.
Yeah.
And we know last year, as we worked with, we have an access and functional needs and older adult subcommittee that works specifically on reaching the needs of these populations. And last year, we did a very concerted campaign beginning in June. We were a little late because the pandemic kind of sidetracked our preparedness thinking. But we found that outreach campaign, particularly because we tried to connect more with caregivers and more with people who were doing wellness checks with these populations, that we reached more people and they were more prepared. In particular, we tried to get them, you know, information related to resources for PSPS events as well as for disasters. So it did make a difference, and so it's kind of all hands on deck all the time to make sure that we get information out. And this year we'll be starting that campaign at the beginning of May so that we can make sure that people know about the resources available to them and as well as the how to access information as effectively as possible.
Mm-hmm. So tell our listeners for Senior Moments how they can get in touch either with COAD's resources or whoever you would direct people to in terms of resources to start working on their preparedness here in the spring.
Okay. Well, one way is to use the county website. And again, I'm going to have some digital answers first. So there's readynapacounty.org, and that provides a lot of preparedness information. Napa Valley COAD also has a preparedness page on its website. We don't quite have the calendar up there yet, but we have many of the resources on there. And that's napavalleycoad.org/preparedness. And if you can't access our internet pages, then you can give us a call and let us know what information you're seeking. And our number is 707-815-4227. I also wanted to highlight that there's two programs coming up. directed by organizations that serve some of our older adults. One of them is the Napa Senior Center is going to be offering a preparedness webinar. It is on the web. And that's tomorrow, Thursday, April 22nd at noon. And Linda Button is the person you get in touch with. And right now, you can call her at 707-255-1800-1800. And to sign up for that program, they'll be going through the things that you need to do to prepare in a lot more detail about how to pack a go bag and get alerts and making a plan for your loved ones. So there's that program. And then there's also a program being offered by Rhonda House, and that program will be on April 28th at 2 p.m. And again, this is an internet-based program, but Elizabeth at Rhonda House can help people get set up for this. And you can contact Rhonda House for this program on April 28th at 2 p.m. at this phone number, 707-963-8555.
Very good. Celeste Junta from COAD, thanks for being on Senior Moments this week.
Thanks for having me, and everyone, be prepared.
There you go. Thanks. We'll talk to you another time.
Senior Moments was proudly brought to you by the Queen of the Valley Medical Center and Community Benefit, in collaboration with Molly's Angels, providing transportation and support services to Napa County seniors in need. You're listening to the Wine Country Live Morning Show with Barry Martin
on KVON Napa, 1440 AM and KVON.com.